Yesterday, Mary told Max that her fate could no longer endure. But now she must know the truth about his association with the recent gambling activities in Sandy. Max then admitted he had a reason for what he had done, but that it was his business, not hers. He sent her away from the jail where he is being held, warning Mary that Cheney, who had escaped, might return at any moment to Sanders to get revenge on anyone he suspected of bringing on the raid. 2 minutes later, as she walked down the street, Mary heard a voice behind her say, "I beg your pardon, Mary." She turned. It was Cheney. "I want a few words with you," he said. "Follow me." Mary has not been seen since. Several hours have passed since Mary left Daddy with the babies to go to the jail. He is in her flat on the second floor of Reverend Blaine's house. There's a knock at the door.
It can't be Mary. She wouldn't knock on her own door. Can't be Danny. He's over to the cottage. Can't be the Reverend Blaine. He's in the study at the church.
Hey! Anybody at home?
Well, it's John. I'm coming, John. Well, howdy, howdy. Come in.
Well, that took you long enough to answer the door.
Well, I was trying to decide who it was. I didn't want to open the door to anybody that might start gossip about me being in Mary's flat.
Well, you'd be flattered. Where is Mary?
Well, I was just fixing to call the clinic and ask you the same question.
What?
Well, she had me come over this morning to mind the babies while she went to the jail to see Max.
Oh.
And I haven't seen her since.
What time was that?
Well, it was nearly 10 o'clock when she left here, I guess.
10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, going on 5 now. 7 hours.
Never thought about anything happening to her.
Don't you think it was funny she hadn't even got a phone call from her? She would have called about the babies at least once in that length of time, and for no other reason.
Well, Johnny, you're getting me all uneasy about her now.
You should have been long before this.
Well, what do you reckon could have happened?
I don't know, but we're going to start trying to find out right this minute.
Who are you going to call?
Hello, hello, operator. Get me Sheriff Barstow's office. Right away, please.
She wouldn't still be at the jail, not all this time. Unless she set up housekeeping with Max in his cell.
Hello. Hello, Sheriff Barstow? John Benson. No, I don't want to talk to Max. Not yet, anyway. Listen. Was Mary down there to see him this morning? When'd she leave? Around 11 o'clock. Did she say where she was going? Listen, you better get 2 or 3 men and start combing the town. She hasn't come home since she left this morning. I'm at her house now. Well, get those men started right away. Tell them to work quietly and keep their mouths shut. I'm starting right out myself, and I'll check with you every 2 minutes. All right, Lawrence. Wait a minute. Don't say anything about this to Max, understand? Not a word yet. I'll call you later.
Yes, John. I'm all jumpy about Mary. What can I do?
You stay right here with the babies and by that telephone. If you get any kind of word at all, call Sheriff Barstow's office.
All right.
How about Danny? You don't think he went over there by any chance?
I just talked to him a few minutes ago. He wanted to speak to Mary, and I told him that she wasn't here right now.
You stick right here like I said, Daddy.
Wait a minute, John.
Huh?
Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Well?
That movie hero, Bill Clark, still in town, you know.
What about it?
Well, she might be there. She might choose talking to him instead of you and me for a change.
Well, we can eliminate that possibility right now. Hello. Hello, operator. Get me... wait, never mind. Never mind, let it go. No need letting the hotel switchboard operator in on anything. I'll go by the hotel first with you, Bill. You stay here and do what I said.
All right, John.
I know, John. I'd be glad to tell you if Mary had honored me with a visit, but I'm sorry I must say she hasn't been here.
Well, frankly, Bill, I wish you could say she'd been here. Matter of fact, I wish you were here now. Those are funny words coming from you. There's no time for personalities. Mary's missing.
Missing? And you suspect me?
She hasn't been seen or heard of since she went down to see Max at the jail this morning. She left there about 11. It's after 5 now. I'm going down to that jail and have a talk with Mac.
Do you mind if I come along?
Haven't you caused enough trouble already?
Okay, then. I'll go anyway.
Well, well, well. Like my two bosom pals, Pill Roller John and Heartbreak Bill. Hey, what do you two guys want, huh? Just see how I look behind a picket fence?
You can drop that attitude, Mac. We're here on serious business, and I advise you to cooperate. And that means not hold out.
Oh, thanks, Doc. You know, those big words throw me once in a while.
Well, here's three simple words, Mac. And you better answer them straight. Where is Mary?
I can't imagine either one of you not knowing.
You can lay off that talk, Mac.
Clark, why don't you go back to Hollywood and kiss those movie queens? That's your speed.
Listen, if you weren't behind those bars...
You'd be trying to get up off the floor.
That's big talk.
Cut it out, Bill. Now, look, Mac. Mary is missing.
You're lying.
We're not lying.
What are you talking about?
She hasn't been seen since she left here this morning.
There are two things that could have happened to her. And you're mixed up in both.
Hey, listen, if Mary's missing...
There's no if about it. She is missing, and we're giving you a chance to talk. To help us find her.
How can I help you? I'm in jail.
Just tell us where she is. We'll do the rest.
There's no need to stall, Mac. It'll only make things tougher on you.
Now, let's tell us. I ain't kidding you.
You don't expect us to believe that.
You can believe anything you want to, but I tell you...
But about you, that's not hard to do. Taking a look at your record. You haven't kicked Mary's love around enough. So you hook up with Cheney and his mob of gangsters in the gambling racket.
Never mind that now, Doc.
That wasn't hard enough on Mary's heart, Bill. It wasn't bleeding enough. So you run Mary and her little babies out of their home in the hotel.
And cut it out, I tell you.
Ran them out with no place to go because you wanted their rooms for a gambling table. But even that wasn't enough. Your own sister was about to have a baby. You were told not to cause her to worry or it might be dangerous, but... No, you went right on being a bum and Phyllis may never walk again. An invalid for life because her brother wouldn't stop here.
Cut it out, John, will you?
But even breaking Mary's heart, maybe crippling your sister for life, even those things weren't enough. Now Mary's missing, and heaven only knows what you've done to her this time. It seems that she's already done enough without...
I had a reason for what I did.
Max, where is Mary?
I had a reason, I tell you.
Where is Mary?
I don't know where she is, but everything I did, I had a reason for.
Where is Mary?
Now, you got to believe me. Everybody's got to believe me.
Where is Mary?
I tell you...
Where is Mary?
Get out of here. I had a reason. I tell you, I had a reason. You got to believe it. I had a reason.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary. Mary, where
were
you? Where'd you come from?
I mean, where have you been?
No, I could tell what you were trying
but
to do.
Mary, we
all
something
right,
happened to you.
All right, John. I've heard enough. Next, darling.
Yeah, Mary.
For the last few hours, I've been wandering about trying to think of something to say to you that would tell you what's now in my heart. I still can't think of it. I may someday. Maybe you'll understand what I mean when I tell you that...
What?
When I walked up just now, I heard you telling John and Bill that you had a reason for everything you've done to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Barry. I do have a reason.
When I left the jail this morning, I met a man. That's where I've been all day, with that man.
Who was he, Mary?
Max. Cheney's told me everything. Everything.
You did?
You know, Max, for a moment there, I thought I saw a halo around your head. But it wasn't, darling. It was only the sunshine coming through Sheriff Barstow's pink curtain.
Mary knows Max's reason for everything he did. Cheney told her. Cheney the gambler. The cause of it all has given Mary a vindication of faith in the man she loved. But will her knowledge do her any good in convincing Max that he is worthy of her love and affection?